It's Wolford, nice little play between him and Kay, but good defending there by Greg Young, and here come the Hull team again. Lovely play down the right-hand side. This is excellent football from Buxton now, down the right-hand side. Ball into the penalty area, gets across there, has to be dealt with. It's coming down, but there should be a goal, and it is indeed a goal for the home team. Woeful defending by FC United of Manchester, undone on the right-hand side, a nice 1-2, lots of pace down the right-hand side. The ball got whipped in, it has to be dealt with, it has to be cleared. It goes behind two players, not one of them can do anything about it, and the ball gets slotted in at this back post there, and the home team take a 1-0 advantage.
In all defence though, the build-up play to that goal was superb. The turn and the pass,
lovely play on the right side, but it's at the halfway line that, Ben. You can't afford to
from a
great play down there.
From a defensive point of view, the cross shouldn't have been allowed to go in.
It was a weak cross, it went behind FC United players are back defending, and they're running back to defend the ball, and it's gone right behind him, and it falls for a player, the back post completely unmarked, and he's just slotted it away. Ninth minute. And it allows the right-hand side, the home team, to come away with
a
huge gap in the middle there. And luckily for FC United and Manchester, Dean Stock was there. And a better pass would have resulted in FC United being torn apart as Wolford goes past one, goes past two. Good football there.
Exactly.
And good defending. Good tackle there by Niven, the skipper. But Wolfordon's back there. And Wolfordon's a late challenge there. And Wolfordon, well, he could be in trouble there. The player has gone down. He's gone for the ball. It could be a red card, this, though, you know.
Well, the reaction doesn't help, does it?
Well, the players... There we go, fans yet again calling for people to be sent off continuously. And
he's played about 188, 190 games and he's only had 3 yellow cards or something like that.
He certainly has, Wolfordon, yeah.
No reds.
He's not a cynical player. I mean, he's going for the ball there. He's mistimed the challenge, and certainly it's a yellow card.
It was a Paul Scholes-esque.
It was
challenge, wasn't it?
But hopefully the referee can have a chat to him and say it was a yellow card for, that's for the aftermath. But what's he going to give to FC United's Matty Wolfenden? I'll be saying that, you know, I've only had 3 yellow cards in 180 appearances. Ref, red card.
Red.
So wonderful ball. Is it slightly over it? Well, it's not actually. It's going to fall nicely. And on the edge of the penalty on the far side, 2 players there wanted the ball. He's going to cut inside, does tremendously well. Ball comes across there, and this time Dean Stock stayed with his man, and FC United can go from attack defence to attack. Linfield, 2 players around him. He chips the ball down the right. He's had a lovely ball, and here comes Daniels. Daniels has got Greaves for company. Greaves has got 2 men around him. He rides the challenge there, does Daniels, and then again, the midfield from both teams seems to have just completely gone amiss at the moment, and it's now Brownhill on this near touchline. Goes down the left-hand side. Can he whip it in there? It's not a bad ball towards the back post. It's an opportunity. Should be a goal! It is indeed. Is it goal? It's off the line. For goodness sake. The ball needs to go. It's a handball there. But penalty to FC United. It is. Well, FC United in all fairness, it should have been one apiece. We've got a great big thing in front of us that
what
we can't see.
Drama.
That.
And not get over here. I can see everything.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, what happened there? Who saved it?
The goaler.
Did he?
Yeah. Followed by a load of other players. And then handball.
Well, penalty to FC United matches, we talked about it, didn't we? We said, and it's the number 10, Liam Hardy, the referee's having a talk to.
And at this point, Paul, you should be rattling through that mind of yours to work out the last time Dean Stock took a penalty.
Well,
it was Chorley, yes, I think.
Yeah, and his record has not been great in recent penalty taking. But
well, if he misses, I can't see anyway.
I'll tell you.
But Jerome is not on the pitch, so our regular penalty taker is not here.
Well, Dean Stock against Aaron Jameson. He steps up. 1-1! Well, against the runner play, the 10 men of FC United here at Silverlands have got straight back into this game second half. In all fairness, FC United have come out a little bit more resolute, a little bit more quality about them. They're getting the ball down wide and they're playing a lot better than they were in the first 45 minutes. And as I said, I thought FC United may well get something out of this game, certainly from a goal perspective. What have Buxton got? That is the question. They've dominated proceedings. Heads can go down when you've just battered a team for 45 minutes and you're only one up and you find yourself now one apiece. But good work rate from FC United required.